Blog Talk Radio.
This is the VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockets, with your host Colin Knight, aka Guru Nostra, and co-host Hugh Matt.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of VOCR Radio. I am your host, Colin Knight, aka Guru Nostra, and shotgunning with me tonight is my co-host, Hugh Mack. It's great to be here. Lots to get to tonight, so fill up your glasses, find your favorite seat, crank up the volume, and we'll be right back.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
Today, be careful what you wrote. Okay, so, and the last thing was, it says that I wanted to eat her foot. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home.
The revelations yesterday of cocaine, escorts, prostitution has pushed me over the line. And I used unforgivable language. And again, I apologize.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Guru Nostra, and co-host, Hugh Mack.
And good evening, everyone. Glad you could make it tonight. This is a brief 30-minute news and politics update before we resume our weekly two-hour show at the end of the month. Running shotgun with me tonight is my regular co-host, Hugh Mack. Good evening, Mack, sir. How goes the battle?
How are you tonight, Colin?
I'm doing wonderful, sir. Got lots to get to. It has been a pretty busy couple of weeks in the news since the holiday season. Way too much for us to fully cover in 30 minutes. So before we get going, let me suggest to our listeners, visit the daily blog, Spy Gazette, at blogspot.ca. That's S-P-triple-I, Gazette, one word, .blogspot.ca. Hugh, this week I was embarrassed by a story which made front page on all the Sun newspapers across the country and the Sun News Network. I'm sure you saw this. Soldier of Misfortune, a busking corporal from CFB Cold Lake, has been told to keep quiet and could be charged. Apparently, this corporal Darren Tremblay, 25-year-old from Quebec, he was posted to CFB Cold Lake for the past 2.5 years, and he's got himself in hot water. I guess on Thursday, Tremblay performed on a Cold Lake sidewalk with a guitar and an upended combat helmet with a sign reading, "I am in Canadian Forces," posted at Cold Lake, Alberta with a family. Any spur change will help. The young soldier said it was due to a recent increase in residential housing costs. He was unable to make his bills, you know. And now they're talking about charging this poor fella because he did this and he talked to the media. Apparently there's some penalties coming down against him. I personally find this disgusting that an active soldier having to panhandle to make ends meet. What do you think about
this? Well, there's nothing. There's nothing like sending our kids overseas to fight for us and taking away their rights. They don't even have the rights that they're fighting for. I think it's shameful myself. I mean, it's bad enough when people point the finger at homeless people who are panhandling on the side of the road and needy people, indigent people. But I mean, somebody that's gone over there maybe he hasn't. I don't know his history. But somebody that's put himself on the line to go over and fight for it somewhere. But to treat him that way is just shameful. Like you say, I think it's just disgusting.
I think so too, and I'm going to follow this story up a little later. Well, actually, at the end of the month when we do our two-hour season opener show, we'll get into this a little bit more. But for those people out there listening, you know, by all means, if you want to phone in 347-324-3287, please do so. Or if you want to just send me your opinion by email, vocr2012@gmail.com. We'll entertain all editorial and rebuttals on it. So make sure you communicate. Get in touch with what's happening out there. And Hugh, absolutely. I tell you, you know, we had a brief... We had a brief discussion prior to airtime, and you better put on your Kevlar, because this next story is a doozy. And I know we are on opposite sides of the same coin. We're talking, of course, about oil, black gold, and Texas tea. Earlier today, I got to tell you, I got into a scrap with a Facebook poster on the local, I believe it was the Idle No More Facebook page. And I got to tell you, I'm astounded at the ignorance of some who protest the Alberta oil sands and their ineffective use of media. You know, we've got the Canadian musician, the music legend Neil Young. He began a four-city tour, four concerts to fund the First Nations' legal fight against the oil sands. Now, I got to tell you, I commend him for it. I really do. I think he's got some gravitas, if you will, and he's going to be in Calgary on Sunday night for his concert, and they're looking for all kinds of donations and stuff. But the Jubilee. The government's reply to this was an attack on Neil Young about his carbon footprint, that's created by the trucks and the vans associated with the rigging teams and the electricity used to hold the concert. But I just want to make this clear before we get into this chat. I applaud Neil Young for trying to get our government to understand the issue and to change the mindset of those corporations who are no doubt polluting our lands and our air in the name of oil. But unfortunately, as usual, the mainstream media and government, they care less about the individual issues, and it seems like they're purely focused on exports to create taxes and make money at any cost. And even though I'm a supporter of oil exports and pipelines, I believe there has to be a better way to achieve it. To quote the Million Dollar Man, we have the technology. We got to start using it. We got to start putting it back into our education system so that these kids that are coming up for the future will have a better way to deal with this oil and all of the petroleum derivatives, you know. But what gets me are the professional protesters. These paid-for protesters from organizations such as Tide, the Kennedy Group, you know, Greenpeace, manipulating Canadian issues for political gain. You know, the Canadian politicians are ignoring environmental issues purely for taxation and spending. And it bothers me that many of these protesters that I see showing up, they show up with a big F-350 brand new tandem pickup, gas-guzzling vehicles. And it seems like they are more there to agitate than support or even come up with resolutions or solutions. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. I think that there's, often there's paid agents provocateurs that are there just to cause trouble and bring a blight upon whatever movement they attend. I think people get, in a lot of ways, people get too hung up on the small part of the issue. They get too hung up on the messengers. They get too hung up on just having something to protest without really researching it and knowing what it is. I'm certainly not an advocate of the oil industry, and I would probably be a little bit more radical about how fast a lot of the big business should be torn down in this country. But I do agree with you. I think that there's a lot of professional protesters, a lot of professional. I lost my taste for that. What happened there a couple of years ago? That Occupy movement, right? Because I think when a good idea starts out, I think often they're very easy to penetrate because you got starry-eyed people that just hear a good idea, they want to go out and protest. Then they get manipulated by this movement, and I think the idea for me is stay away from the movements and stick close to your conscience. Remember what it is you want to accomplish, and remember what you're fighting for. You know, the people who drive the SUVs, the people that, you know, they used to chide Al Gore, and I would never defend Al Gore. There's never been a guy more stunningly full of crap as far as I'm concerned. But to chide somebody like Al Gore because he flies around in his jets to do these things, well, the only reason he has to fly around in a jet is because the oil companies and auto manufacturers and all the people that rely on the oil business have buried the alternative technology. They've tied it up in courts. They've buried the technology away in warehouses. They've done everything they can do to bury it. We should forget about the poor people that are trying to deliver messages running around in jet planes and continue to point our fingers at the ones that have caused the problem and continue to cause the problem.
Yeah, I think that's a valid point. You know, I think the recent protests in Alberta regarding the pipelines and oil sands, to be honest with you, is a smokescreen for something much more sinister and political. I read it on Facebook. You know, they're slapping away at Prime Minister Harper and what have you regarding this and regarding that, and basically they're making a point that they want a change in government. But when I look at the change in government, it terrifies me at the alternative.
But isn't changing the government, I can't remember who it was that originally said it, but they said if you try to solve problems with the same thinking that created the problems, you're going to wind up with the same problems you've got. The governments have never fixed anything. They've never fixed anything. They create problems. That's what governments do. They create problems so they can generate money for solutions. And I think, you know, I mean, I hope they have a good slap at Harper for me, too. I don't like them either. But, you got to point the finger where the problem ends. Stephen Harper, while he's probably a sellout, while he's probably just another politician that's there to pad his own retirement fund, I don't think he is the source of the problem. The oil companies are the source of the problem. Oil companies, big corporations that are all involved in the oil business, these are where the problems emanate. And I think we really need to be careful about pointing fingers at each other because we don't do enough to be green. I think that's kind of ridiculous, you know.
I think you're right. I think the technology is out there, and it is buried, and it is suppressed, and I think we could do a lot better. But, you know,
I think in the meantime, we have to manage it. Yeah, I think the first thing we got to do, if somebody has a good idea, a revolutionary idea like the Tesla had back when, forget about going down to the patent office and trying to put a patent on it because you think you're going to control it. But the fact of the matter is it's very easy for them to just say, well, no, thank you for the technology. We're not even going to allow that one to go out there, and it gets stamped and sealed and put in a warehouse, you know, a mile long, and it's never seen from again. If you want your idea to really make a difference, you got to put it out there, and don't ask anything in return. Put it out there as far and as fast as you can get it out there so that everybody has a chance to pick it up and run with it. Because if you're waiting go ahead.
Yeah, true. I agree. But I think also people don't realize that any patent that is submitted for certification, the Western governments all have first crack at it. They can block that patent and use it for military or social purposes for their own good, rather than allow it to go into the commercial. You know, so I mean, you're not going to get anywhere with it. You know, if it's that good, they're going to grab it, and like you say, they're either going to shelve it, because you know, like I go back to the analogy that, you know, we can send rovers to Mars, we can land men on the moon, but we can't make a vehicle that lasts more than 200,000 kilometers.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it just blows me away that the redundancy is.
Yeah, look at all the crap we get said about technology. We've got all of this technology. Then why can't we cure a cold? Why haven't we cured a disease in 50 or 60 years?
Right.
Why haven't, you know, I mean, with all this technology and you really want me to believe that we're just going to Mars for the first time? And I'm sorry, I think the government has way more technology than we would ever possibly imagine. And it's kept secret. If they don't want us to have the Tesla coil, why would they want us to even know about that they're manufacturing UFOs or directed energy weapons or something like that?
Could you imagine free electricity, just like Tesla predicted? Could you imagine?
Well, see, it would bring down the whole paradigm, wouldn't it? These people would have no reason to exist. All these governments would have no reason to exist. All these oil companies would have no reason to exist. If there was free energy, we could live by ourselves, for ourselves, in communities without any government interference if we had our own free energy. So that's why it's suppressed. I mean, it's just a bad idea for government and business.
I just do not understand how we can't find a method of powering vehicles on this earth, and that it is so difficult when we can send a radio signal to Mars with less than 2 amps of signal and control that vehicle 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, yet we can't go more than 100 miles on a electrical battery, and something's not right. I tell you what, Hugh, we're going to take just a 45-second break. I want to get some statements from Neil Young out there on the line just before we, believe it or not, we got 12 minutes left. I don't believe this sometimes.
Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece.
All I can say is, to me, it's a basic matter of integrity on the part of Canada. Canada is trading integrity for money. That's what's happening under the current leadership in Canada, which is a very poor imitation of the George Bush administration in the United States.
This is VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockies. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Or email at VOCR2012@gmail.com.
And Neil Young will be in Calgary, Alberta, on Sunday night at the Jubilee to do his concert to hopefully benefit the Chippewa Nation up north. You know, like I say, I am in favor of oil pipelines and the export of oil to nations around the world, but I'm not in favor of the technology we're using today. And we have to do better. We have to cut the carbon footprint of the oil sands dramatically before we can honestly say that it is fully ethical. And I think that's where the problem is as you said earlier, Hugh, you know, the technology, we have to giddy up and go. We cannot be reliant on petroleum for another 100, 200, 300 years. There has to be an alternative.
I don't think we can be relying on petroleum for another 50 years. I think, and it's contrary to what the popular belief is. I am a believer in the abiotic theory that oil does not come from dinosaurs. It's found all over the world where dinosaurs never exist, and I think the Earth renews the oil. Now, there may be scientists out there or pseudoscientists that want to argue that point. I don't care. It's not the point anyways. It's what the oil is doing to us. You know, and I think another thing, people got to stop saying, well, we got to save this planet. I mean, you get on this high horse about we got to save this planet. This planet will be fine. It's our civilization that's going to get wiped out.
That's true. Yeah, I think the Earth, when it's had enough of us, is going to shake us like a dog with fleas. you know.
Yeah, like fleas off a dog. Yep.
Yep. I think Mother Nature is going to survive regardless of what we try and do to her, and she's only going to take so much before she fights back. We've seen the weather changes. No doubt we've created changing weather patterns through a number of issues that we've created in our social upbringing. You know, these weather patterns are changing. Look at today here in Calgary, Hugh. Beautiful sunshine at 7 o'clock this morning. Raging snowstorm throughout the day. And tomorrow we have a Chinook, and it's going to be beautiful weather. And then, you know, sooner or later we're going to head back into the deep freeze. Look what happened in North America as a whole this winter. It's been astronomically bad. It's just unreal. England is drowning. I mean, you know, they're experiencing massive, you know, massive 1,000-acre, 100,000-acre floods on a yearly basis now. A couple of years ago, it was northern England that was flooding. Now it's Scotland and southern England that's experiencing it. Winters like they've never seen before. Like, we're doing something to the world, and we're not trying to resolve it. We're just plodding along, you know, buying our F-350s and... You know,
sure. That's because these politicians and these oil execs and everybody, I won't start mentioning names, but they're all putting up this common line that, you know, this is all right. I mean, it's the best we got, and we'll just keep going with this until we find something better, which in itself is a lie. They already have better technology. They just won't make money when they start bringing out the new technology, so they're not going to. And we all sit here and we buy it hook, line, and sinker. Oh, yeah, the oil business, it's not going to – we could build this pipeline right across sensitive environmental areas. There's no danger. There's no – and it's irresponsible. It's actually just foolish, I think, to buy into it hook, line, and sinker. I understand the issue about, what happens to our economy because of the oil drives it. Well, right now it's driving almost the entire Canadian economy, and we're the only. But if people in Alberta looked around, if they actually took the time to look around and realize we're just the last ones to fall. The economy is falling apart everywhere except here. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? Well, when people with a lot more money than the average Albertan decide this is where they want to live, what happens to the rest of us?
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Look at the United States, 92 million people out of work. 92 million people out of work in the United States. If that doesn't affect us, I don't know what will. You know, like, as you say, we're falling apart.
The unemployment rate is 7% in Canada. Almost unheard of. I mean, you know, but in Alberta, we're fine. So forget about it. We'll just carry on and defend our little way of life and we'll try and give the appearance of helping out wherever we can. But how can we sit and watch all these other people starving and going down the toilet and not do anything?
Yeah, and it's not getting any better around the world either. I mean, you know, the Middle East and Africa, you know, they're afire with hatred and war. And all we do is, when I say we, I'm saying the Western world, all we do is send arms to see who the big gun wins. You know, we've got Russia now. We've got Russia now threatening that if it comes to it, he's going to nuke Mecca. That's how he's going to deal with the Muslim terrorist problem. He's going to nuke Mecca. I mean, you know, what logic is that? I mean, that's absolutely insane. But, you know, he's out of options. You know, Russia can't afford to get into this terrorist war. Because they have different ways of thinking. They will slaughter 500 people. you know, to prove a point. I mean, they don't have that.
Yeah,
whereas
the Americans strip them off to Guantanamo Bay to torture them and do whatever they got to do because the laws don't apply there. I mean, I'm sorry, I just, you know, whatever Russia is or was, I don't think the United States is any better. I don't think any of us are any better. I think that's part of the problem on this planet is this attitude that, oh, our way of life is better than your way of life. And our way of life is proving to be a disaster. You know, and you might have a hard time selling that here in Alberta, but people all over the rest of this country are starting to come honestly by that revelation.
But what is the solution? I mean, obviously, the Western world government, they claim democracy, you know, is definitely better than communism or socialism. But what is the solution?
Colin,
because
I don't know. But if I come up and tell you you need to do this, and you go and do it, and it destroys your life, are you going to come back to me for advice?
No.
And that's what we keep doing. We keep listening to the same politicians, if not the same politicians, the same political line, the same political party. We listen to the same politicians, the same stupid, idiotic media outlets that we're all in a daily basis. We just listen to all this crap and buy it up. Why? Because it's not going to threaten our illusion, our way of life. And I think the only way anything's going to change is if people start to allow for sacrifice, allow for some real suffering. They're going to have to. I'm sorry, if you can't sit there with your iPod and your iPhone and your iThis and your iThat and your computer and your movies and everything else and suffer a little bit, nothing's going to change. Keep selling you the same crap they've always sold you.
Yeah, I'm with your man for sure. I just wish I had the answer, and I don't have the answer, and I don't think many of the other people have the answer yet either. But there has to be a solution.
I don't
to
think
this
they're looking for the
debacle.
Answer. I don't think we're looking for the answer.
Probably.
I think that's the problem. We're looking at people to blame. We're looking so much at the problem that we're not looking for the answers. We're getting wrapped up in our hatred and our anger, and that's not where we're going to find the answers.
And I think that takes us back to the you know, the Idle No More's and the Occupies. You know, the Occupy organization in Calgary, when they had their sit-in or their sleep-in or whatever they want to call it down at Olympic Plaza, when they were finished and they pulled out of there, there was $100,000 worth of damage that the taxpayer had to repair. $100,000.
But I blame the taxpayer. I blame the taxpayer for paying it, because every taxpayer in the city of Calgary had to pay for that, and almost none of them ever go down there and use that piece of land. But we're all paying for it, and we're all paying for the damages. And I think that's one of the things we got to start doing. You know, that if we just willingly cough out our money anytime a politician or a business says we need your money or you should do this with your money, we're not solving the problem. We're funding the people that are causing it.
Right. 30 minutes is never enough time. I'm looking forward to our two-hour special at the end of the month, Hugh, and look forward to our listeners participating. We'll have the phone lines open at that time. If anybody out there that's listening tonight has an opinion and would like to voice their opinion or have their opinion released on the Gazette, on the Spy Gazette blog, VOCR2012@gmail.com or Spy
Go
Gazette.
Corral.
Now that's
Or go corral your neighbors and start a conversation.
Absolutely. Or send me an email, you know, at spygazette@gmail.com. That's SPIII Gazette, one word, @gmail.com. Here, we're into the final minute. It's been an absolute pleasure, sir. We'll do a sign-off, and we'll talk to you at the end of the month on the two-hour show.
Looking forward to it, Colin. Talk to you then.
All righty, sir. Talk to you then, sir.
Hey there, got a minute? We all have busy lives. Sometimes we forget the small things in life that make many people happy. We work hard, we earn a great deal of money, or we hope to, and we spend a great deal of money. And yet there are those in our world who have no money to spend. There are those in this world that are fighting for survival as we speak. Give a moment to think of those people. Do what you can as a good human being. Do what you can to help their world be a little brighter. Good night, and we'll catch you back here on the next edition of VOCR Radio. This has been a TerraCast Network production.